Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Stretch pants, I have decided, do not get enough respect. For us folks who no longer buy green bananas, there's great value in stretch pants. Once upon a time, I would not have been caught dead in stretch pants. That time has passed. Now I fully expect to be caught dead in them. One of the joys of life is experiencing something new. It might be a visit to a national park. It might be the birth of my first great-grandchild, both of which happened in the last month. Now I have to come to accept the wisdom of pants that stretch. Mine are cool. They have stripes down the side of each leg, giving the false impression that I am an athlete or something. Oh, there was a time. I was still playing senior baseball as recently as a year ago, although it was an activity my late wife described as baseball in slow motion. Alas, those days are gone. The fields of my youth, aka my 70s, have given way to parking lots that welcome disabled parking permits. I am so old my blood type has been canceled. My walker even has a seatbelt. Okay, I exaggerate. I don't have a walker yet, but I've been checking them out on Amazon. Over the course of a lifetime, one acquires a lot of wisdom, even me. I don't always apply it, I just acquire it. If I applied it, I wouldn't need it. I find there are things I still challenge no matter how old I get. There are expressions, for example, that need a revise. Take cancel culture. To me, that means they close the museum. To my younger and more politically astute friends, it doesn't mean that at all, though they find it hard to explain to me in terms I can grasp. It's like hearing that Taylor Swift will drop her new record on Friday. What's that all about? Why doesn't she just avoid picking the thing up on the first place on Friday? Something else that bothers me. Why do we hear the term act of God and assume the worst? I know a lot of acts of God that are really cool. Yosemite is one. I think God was rooting around in his garden one day, saw all those magnificent rocks, and decided to leave them alone. I just went back last month to confirm that Yosemite is still there. I'm happy to report it is. So was Sequoia National Park, which I'd never seen before. Another wise choice. And speaking of wisdom, senior citizens hear the warning all the time. Do not fall victim to internet con artists. Excellent advice for people of any age, and I'm happy to emphasize it here. But sometimes I can't resist the temptation. One such ruse invited me to, quote, name a noise from long ago that you never hear anymore, end of quote. That's not funny, I posted. Grandpa's dead. I never heard back. I'm the first to admit that humanity marches on and it will continue to do so after I'm gone. The unscrupulous will continue to take advantage of the naivete and greed of the rest of us. Innovations will keep coming and with any luck they will make the world a better place. After all, as comedian George Gobel once noted, if it weren't for electricity, we'd all be watching television by candlelight.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.